This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2114. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 25th, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Europe, Germany, Guam, Indonesia, Iran, Italy, Korea, North and South, Myanmar, New Zealand, North America, Romania, Russia, Sudan, Turkey, USA, Venezuela, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, first an item concerning Argentina. Or I should say Fargentina, because it concerns a medium wave station on Tierra del Fuego. 640 kHz Radio Nacional in Rio Grande is raising power to 100 kilowatts, according to an info from Info Fueguina via the GRA blog. They never say what the original power was, but it's listed as 25 kilowatts day, 5 kilowatts night. So it's not clear whether it will now be 100 kilowatts day and night. But the point of this is that it will now cover the Falkland Islands, not far away, that is, their Malvinas Islands, as well as part of Argentine Antarctica, and also make it a more likely DX catch far away, now that it's 100 kilowatts on 640. But beware, there are two other lower-powered Argentine stations also on 640. So listen out for LRA 24, Radio Nacional, Rio Grande. November 25th, as early as 07:30, the only probably Pacific, just barely audible carrier I was getting above 5 MHz was on 5055. Later that same day, Ron Howard says a Thanksgiving Day treat, Radio 4KZ 5055, with an extended broadcast and above average reception. He heard from 11:05 until 12:05, mostly with music. Also November 25th at 07:26, I had another JBA carrier on 6150. I've been hunting for Radio Saturno, the new Brazilian station on that frequency. That's at a time when Manuel Mendes has been hearing it in Spain, direct. But so far, no better luck for me. It could be a German station if it's on the air that early on 6150. But Manuel Mendes' reports includes the following. Always with pop songs in English and comments in Portuguese. November 19th at 0446 to 458. And again at 0720 to 757. November 20th at 721 to 750. And on the 21st from 717 to 745. I do log a couple of off-frequency Brazilians, apparently the only two on the air overnight on the 31-meter band. November 25th around 0720, and I measured them. 9819.124, a carrier no doubt from Rádio 9 de Julho. And 9666.252, Rádio Voz Missionária, that one with a fairly good signal, with music. It's been slowly drifting upwards beyond nominal 9665. November 23rd at 0730 UT, I tuned to 1610 kHz, where CHHA in Toronto was celebrating its 17th anniversary, now with 10,000 watts, they said in Spanish, with this slogan, La Voz de la Comunidad, apparently no longer Voces Latinas. Anyhow, now in Spanish rather than Punjabi overnight. They have a clear channel except for low-power TIS stations, not even Anguilla, so they have a huge advantage over bigger Toronto stations, harder to hear due to interference on 1010, 740, etc. From Deneb Radio DX via Rust DX, Alex Miatlikov in Ukraine has this analysis of China Radio International, its decline. From August 31st, broadcasts in Russian are not even mentioned on their site. He says for the first time in history they did not update the schedule for the new season, still showing summer information. There are repetitions of thematic programs. They've canceled medium wave via Xinjiang on 1323 and 1521, but still operating in the Far East on 963 and 1323 kilohertz. The fact that for several months now music has been broadcast in several languages instead of regular programming, including, of course, Portuguese, as we notice. He says maybe someone heard info about the situation of the Russian service from employees, and they do not answer their email. He says, in general, it seems there will soon be large-scale reductions in traditional broadcasting. Although in the case of China, there is also a positive point. The less China, the more chances to receive something more interesting. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan forwards an analysis by Chinese DXers of the current schedule of Beibu Bay Radio, Guangxi, China, heard only on 5050, but maybe also on 9820. They have brief segments in several Southeast Asian languages, as well as Mandarin and Cantonese, and also English. The English segment is approximately 1510 until 1515 UT, and Ron Howard has been monitoring that. He says the segment varies somewhat as to timing. It's always about Chinese culture and or history. November 14th, it was from 1505 until 1509 about the Song Dynasty kilns, heated to 1300 degrees. Radio Havana Cuba seems uncertain about when to broadcast its English hour, supposedly for Africa, on 11880. On November 17th, I heard it starting at midnight UT, after Portuguese. Often there has been dead air on 11880 during the 23 UT hour when it supposedly would be in French. On November 21st at 22:35, there was also dead air instead of English. November 22nd at 22:53 check, I found English was underway, although undermodulated. So they're still attempting to do it from 2200. The first hour in English, now at 20 UT, is on 15140, but sometimes also appearing on another frequency as well, 15370 instead of French, says Jean-Michel Aubier in France, as was the case on November 21st. Another anomaly, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, using a remote in Maryland, says sometimes before 12 UT, starting in Spanish, there is English on 6100, such as at 11:43, November 23rd. And 6,000 kHz was also on the air in Spanish after 12 UT, instead of 6145 or 11950. More about Radio Cairo, Egypt, attempting to make a comeback on shortwave, including the English sesquihour at 21:15 on 9900. We've been checking it almost every day. November 20th, there was no signal at 21:40. On November 21st at 22:35, it was on about 9899.58, give or take. That's the Cairo frequency, always a bit offset. And after 22:30, there is heterodyne from China on 9900 even. Egypt may achieve a fairly strong signal, but it's unfortunately just barely modulated, as was the case when we checked November 22nd and 23rd and 24th. Something's always egregious in Egypt. And I'm in Radio du Monde on Disgraced FB. Points out that originally, Radio Cairo had two transmitter sites for shortwave with multiple transmitters. But now it seems they can only get one or maybe two on the air. Alan Holder, Isle of Wight, says it appears they have two transmitters operating. The hum is louder on 9440, such as the Albanian hour at 15 UT. And the second transmitter on 9900 does not give out spurs. They seem stuck on these two channels, not on any of the other registered frequencies. Since both transmitters show the same kind of distortion, the trouble could be with the program feed from studio to transmitter. And Alan Holder says, I expect they've received more email from hobbyists in the past few weeks than they had in the past 10 years. Hope this will convince them of the value of shortwave. And there's still a dedicated band of listeners. Ivo Ivanov observed the following November 23rd via a remote in Russia. From Radio Cairo at 15,9440 Albanian with better modulation. 17-19,9940 in Turkish, inactive. 18-19,9900- in Italian, totally distorted. 19-20,9510 in Russian, inactive. Starting at 19, German, totally distorted on 9900- and then off the air. Also inactive at 20 in French on 9885. And very low modulation English on 9900- at 21:15 to 22:45. From somewhere in Europe, Free Radio Service Holland is planning its December 19th festive end-of-year broadcast and is asking for listener input, live voice or email. Answer this question. What would be the greatest gift you could get for Christmas this year? They need those in by December 5th to frs@frsholland.nl. You may email them first and then get back a reply form. On November 18th and 19th, Joe Hannon in New Jersey was surprised to hear Deutsche Welle again broadcasting in English on shortwave at 16 to 17 UT on 15275. Probably via France, the trouble is that our schedule to be in the Amharic language. Alan Rowe and Kai Ludwig explain it looks like there's a fault at the DW Distribution Center. There's a live stream link for English programming at that hour, not supposed to be on shortwave, which apparently was reversed with the one for Amharic. Alan Rowe also found that there's a DW beta version of their new website, which is supposedly streamlined and easier to use, www.dw.com. And Richard Langley says by November 20th at 16 UT, they were back to Amharic instead of English on 15275 and 11830. Hans-Jörg Biener finds via the Brazilian service of Deutsche Welle that the new website is part of Project ROAD, R-O-A-D, standing for Relaunch on All Devices. Christians versus Christians. Ivo Ivanov discovered on November 22nd that KTWR Guam 11590 was on at 13 UT to South Asia. It's in Hindi or English, Monday through Friday, but also an unregistered transmission from Bible Voice Broadcasting in Canada via Uzbekistan, also in English at 1300, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, on 11589.9 variable. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard says, Voice of Indonesia had been silent this month, but was finally back on the air November 25th on 3325 after 11 UT, but their usual carrier, but no audio. The Arabic service of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran continues to show up on a strange out-of-band frequency 9130, still being heard November 25th at 1337 by Zaharias Yangas in Greece. Ecos Celebra in Sicily plans to demolish the Rai antenna in Caltanissetta, that is the mast which once carried long wave 189 kHz, and supposedly at one time, if not now, the tallest structure in Europe. The actual transmissions have been off the air for several years. Roberto Scaglione in Sicily has kept us informed about this. The original demolition date was 22 November, but objections from environmentalists and those thinking it's an historical icon have managed to delay it. Well, at least it's the tallest structure in Italy at 286 meters. While longwave could be superpower with extremely wide coverage, Kai Ludwig says 189 was never more than 10 kilowatts, and in its last few months on the air, it was only 1 kilowatt until 19 January 2005. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Steve McGreevy, N6NKS, in Keeler, California, who says, thanks very much for your endless, wonderful work for the DX community, with a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Monitoring the clandestines from South to North Korea, Ron Howard reports, recently Echo of Hope, VOH, had not been heard on their regular alternating weekly frequencies, 9095, 9100, 9105. But November 19th, I was instead hearing the programming of the other one, Voice of the People, on 9100 kHz, instead of on 3480. At 10.02 UT. So, VOP was on 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, 6600, and 9100, back to their full six frequencies. But Echo of Hope, VOH, was heard on only five frequencies, unless there's a sixth one hiding someplace. Then as of Monday, November 22nd, Voice of the People was still on those five, while VOH, Echo of Hope, had changed its frequencies, as they usually do every week, as follows, 3985, 4880, 5995, 6245, 6350, and 9095, checked at 10.05 UT. Ron Howard had also heard a new broadcast for North Korea, October 19th, Tuesday, at 16 to 16:30 UT on 9585. It's Sai Nalabangsong, meaning New Country Broadcasting, via transmitter site Uzbekistan, according to Ivo Ivanov. And now there's more info about it from the website, now on the radio. The station website is www.sonsanddaughtersco.com. It's a religious station. Ron wrote them and got this reply November 19th. We've just begun this media venture and are greatly encouraged by your mail. How did you come across our program and do you understand Korean? Sai Nalabangsong is a radio broadcast produced by Sons and Daughters Company in hopes of touching the lives of North Koreans and offering hope. We are a small media startup made up of young adults with big dreams and visions to create impactful media content for our generation. And they link to a short YouTube film they produced introducing themselves titled Hear Me in the Wind. In the NASA fly sheet, Rolfus W. Perry in Illinois has been unraveling the two Asian stations on 7345. On November 18th, it was Tazin Radio in Myanmar, pleasant local music, in the absence of China's CNR7, a fair signal at 1306, Burmese-flavored pop ballad. And at 1319, a nice Southeast Asian-flavored torch ballad, he says a familiar sound for anyone who's spent time in nightclubs of Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand. But the next day, November 19th, on 7345, at 1310, he only heard the other station, Radio the Great Bay from China, CMG, or CNR7 via Beijing. It appears that this is a day-to-day thing, whether Tazin will be heard. And Ralphus W. Perry also reports on Myanmar Non, 11965, possibly Radio NUG, the National Unity Government of Myanmar via Taiwan, November 15th at 1345. A weak signal with lots of noise on 11965. Anyhow, that's what's scheduled at that time, 1330 to 1400. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan has more info about Voice of Radio NUG. It's for the Myanmar Spring Revolution, a clandestine based in Oakland, California, against the military regime. It's issuing EQSLs to shortwave listeners, but this is the procedure. You send a reception report through their email address, radio.nug@mocitmyanmar.org. After about one day, a Google form is sent back. Then you fill in the form with your mail address, date, time, frequency, details, receiver antenna, etc. An audio recording file, which is required in MP3 format, and then you will eventually get an EQSL in PDF format. Emmanuel Mendeth and Kari Kallio, Radio Classic Sunday plans the broadcast on November 28th at 08 to 11 UT on 6185 from a low-power transmitter in Holland. Rodney Johnson in Minnesota monitors Radio New Zealand every morning for their newscast at 1300 on 7390. But it was missing on November 23rd. He eventually found, after 1400, they were still on the previous frequency, 11725, so that could happen. He wrote Idrin Sainsbury, and he explained, yes, it was due to a computer programming mistake. The Christ Pirate, station YHWH from somewhere in western U.S., continues to broadcast in the daytime on their favorite frequency, 11840, often heard at various hours, but not every day, by Rick Martin in Arizona, such as November 20th, in progress at 1655, and off the air at 1811. But on another day, it was on the air much later than that. Via Paul Geiger, Austria, BDXC, another promotion from Radio Romania International. Who should win the 2021 Personality of the Year on RRI? Listeners are invited to make their suggestions or nominations. The winner will be announced on January 1st via all means of contacting RRI, such as the website rri.ro. Will this person be a public person, an opinion leader, or a regular person with a special story? The decision is yours. Previously filed under Belarus, but now under Russia, maybe, that pirate on 3940, the name awkwardly translated as Radio Free Waves Bay. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington says it seems to be a regular on Sunday evenings, Herder 2130 UT, including jingles from WABC 2149. They reply quickly by email with an EQSL, claiming that it's an international pirate from Belarus Minsk. Oh well, it's all the Soviet Union, isn't it? DDOA direction finding by Roger suggests that the most probable location for it is Kaliningrad, that is, that detached part of Russia on the Baltic Sea. Manuel Mendez in Spain has been monitoring Sudan Radio, the voice of Africa, on 7205, including in English, November 18th from 1807 until 1838. They called themselves the Forum of All Africans and then went into vernacular at 1834. We never know whether English to North America from Turkey will be readable or even on the air, 23 UT on 5960. And on November 24th, there was another problem, an annoying squeal of variable pitch, which was being transmitted and not interference. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight explains it's not a new problem. One of the transmitters had shown this fault for several months. For a long time, it was on 11530 or 9525, jamming Dengewelat, but they tend to switch the transmitters around. Another transmitter suffers from slight hum and a lower modulation output. You've no doubt observed this. And broadcasts are missing at 23 UT. I suspect it might be their time for transmitter maintenance. Terry Colgan, publicity manager at least for Texas Radio Shortwave. WRMI relays You're a Pirate, The Vault. UT Sunday, November 28th at 0100 on 5950. All The Vault says about itself is that it's located somewhere in Europe. That's good enough for us. We're happy to bring listeners an hour of music from the station. EQSLs will come only directly from it, not TRSW. This concludes TRSW's 13th station You're a Pirate Relay series on WRMI. By the way, when it's transmitting its own broadcast, The Vault appears on a frequency you might expect to be North American rather than European, 6985. On UT Sunday, November 21st at midnight 25, I was checking whether WWRB would still be on 5050. Yes, it was, but only S6 or 7 with splash from Cuba, 5040. But I happened to catch Dave France announcing his frequency change plans as of the following Saturday, November 27th. Since some receivers will not tune below 3200, this time he's trying 3360 instead, starting at 0200 UT on Sundays and Mondays. I guess the duration is variable for a couple of hours, but he's still going to be on 3215 previous to that at 23 until 02 UT. That's when WWCR takes over 3215. He still doesn't realize that he doesn't need to change frequency in mid-transmission to accommodate WWCR. Anyhow, 3360, the new frequency for WWRB. It's all gospel hucksters and only on the air weekends. Here's an interesting two-hour movie which just appeared on the PBS World Channel, and you may be able to find it again on repeats or perhaps on the website. It's titled WBCN and the American Revolution, the amazing untold story of the radical underground radio station WBCN-FM, set against the dazzling and profound social, political, and cultural changes that took place in Boston and nationally during the late 60s and early 70s. It's 2 hours long. Filed possibly under Venezuela, Ron Howard heard something unusual on 7110 LSB, November 22nd at 11:08, at that hour certainly not Ethiopia. It was in Spanish and playing some music. There he posted a clip of it. I listened to it and found they mentioned Santa Clara, Cuba. Also a time check which fit for Venezuela, UT-4, and also mentioned somebody in Nicaragua. So it may have been a QSO among those communist countries. It's also what sounded like it could have been a ham call sign starting with YY, Yankee Yankee, although Venezuela, as far as we know, only starts with YV. Via BCL News, Chrissy Brand, Secretary General, reports on the European DX Council Zoom meeting, which took place November 13th. Along with General Radio Chant, there were two excellent speakers. And video of this is now available at the EDXC YouTube channel. Try this link, tinyurl.com/edxcyoutube. Now, the last part after the slant is all in caps except for OU and UBE. Sheldon Harvey presented about the Canadian International DX Club, and there was a report from Mika Mikkelainen about his medium wave de-expedition in Lapland. In the NASA flash sheet, Richard Cuff has some winter SWL Fest news. The 2022 Fest will be 100% virtual again this year. Much like last year's via Zoom platform, registration online via PayPal, the dates will be March 4th and 5th. Check the Fest website for updates. Via IRCA, Chris Cadillac in Michigan reports on his latest opus, The Art of Going Mobile, a comprehensive look at DXing in the outdoors, and 20 tips to make it successful. Covers the mobile side of the radio hobby, which he says I've taken part in for more than two decades. I started writing this article a sesquiure ago, and am proud to have finally completed it. Over 24 DXers from the AM, TV, and FM sides are featured in the piece, many of them personally helping with the content. The article covers a wide array of topics with personal advice on equipment, supplies, and tips to make the most of your real-time DXing, applicable even to those DXing at home. Mobile DXing, both AM and FM in the past, is my passion, he says, and I go to great lengths to share my experiences to improve those of others in the future. So if you find fellow hobbyists who would enjoy this article or others who may share it to a larger audience, please do feel free to share it. So here is where to find it at his website, www.chriskadlec.com/radio/articles/mobile. That's C-H-R-I-S-K-A-D-L-E-C. Steve McGreevy, N6NKS, has been posting to the World of Radio Group about his experiences with a de facto beverage antenna, a 250-meter-long barbed wire fence out in the country near Keeler, California. It runs to the northwest, and he says besides astounding long and medium wave reception from Asia, it's wonderful on HF and many tens of otherwise hard to hear and enjoy lower power regional Chinese and other Asian shortwave stations come in wonderfully well if conditions permit. For example, at 01UT, he clipped onto the southeast end of his now totally favorite found antenna and enjoyed sampling HF reception even on the 17-meter band. The very same wire, he scored an amazingly clear Mongolia 209 long wave. I encourage everyone to try out a beverage antenna for the longer wavelengths they are famed for, but also try shortwave. You will score signals audibly that might otherwise be nigh impossible on a home-based dipole or random wire. The Internet Archives page of audio files of my DXing via this super wire since mid-October is at https://archive.org/details/Keeler-fence-beverage-figure-1. After this last slant, KF and B are in caps. And Keeler is K-E-E-L-E-R. The HF propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, issued 22 November. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled to active levels on 27 November and 12 to 14 December. ANK indices at 10 and 3, except for a peak of 12 and 3 on December 13th. Solar flux peaking at 85 November 30th to December 3rd and again December 9th to 11th, down to 78 by December 14th. That's World of Radio 2114. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening, and hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.